Book 10, Canto 3, The Debate of Love and Death, pages 633 to 634. O Death, I have triumphed over thee within. I quiver no more with the assault of grief. A mighty calmness seated deep within has occupied my body and my sense. It takes the world's grief and transmutes to strength. It makes the world's joy one with the joy of God. My love eternal sits throned on God's calm. For love must soar beyond the very heavens and find its secret sense ineffable. It must change its human ways to ways divine, yet keep its sovereignty of earthly bliss. O Death, not for my heart's sweet poignancy, nor for my happy body's bliss alone, I have claimed from thee the living Satyavan, but for his work and mine, our sacred charge. Our lives are God's messengers beneath the stars. To dwell under death's shadow they have come, tempting God's light to earth for the ignorant race. His love to fill the hollow in men's hearts. His bliss to heal the unhappiness of the world. For I, the woman, am the force of God. He, the Eternal's delegate soul in man. My will is greater than thy law, O Death. My love is stronger than the bonds of fate. Our love is the heavenly seal of the Supreme. I guard that seal against thy rending hands. Love must not cease to live upon the earth, for love is the bright link twixt earth and heaven. Love is the far transcendence angel here. Love is man's lean on the absolute. But to the woman, Death, the God, replied. With the ironic laughter of his voice, discouraging the labor of the stars, even so, men cheat the truth with splendid thoughts. Thus wilt thou hire the glorious charlatan mind to weave from his ideal's gossamer air a fine raiment for thy body's nude desires, and thy heart's clutching greedy passion clothe? Daub not the web of life with magic hues. Make rather thy thought a plain and faithful glass, reflecting matter and mortality, and know thy soul a product of the flesh, a made-up self in a constructed world. Thy words are large murmurs in a mystic dream. For how in the soiled heart of man could dwell the immaculate grandeur of thy dream-built God? Or who can see a face and form divine in the naked two-legged worm thou callest man? O human face, put off mind-painted masks, the animal be, the worm that nature meant. Accept thy futile birth, thy narrow life. For truth is bare, like stone and hard like death. Bear in the bareness, hard with truth's hardness live. But Savitri replied to the dire god, "Yes, I am human. Yet shall man by me, since in humanity waits his hour, the god, trample thee down to reach the immortal heights, transcending grief and pain and fate and death. Yes, my humanity is a mask of God. He dwells in me, the mover of my acts. Turning the great wheel of his cosmic work, I am the living body of his light. I am the thinking instrument of his power. I incarnate wisdom in an earthly breast. I am his conquering and unslayable will. The formless spirit drew in me its shape. In me are the nameless and the secret name."